Okay.
All right, Alex Pavlovich, Bay Area Newspaper Group, joins us. Alex, thanks for taking the time to get on. What's going on in the clubhouse today?
Not a whole lot. I think it was a pretty quiet day. Brandon Belt showed up, so first time we've seen him in a while. He said everything is doing great. His family is doing well. Obviously, he has a baby boy in the family now, and everyone's doing well. Everyone's healthy, and he remains on track to be reevaluated, not next Monday, but just the Monday after. He'll go to Pittsburgh and see Dr. Mickey Collins again, and if all goes well then, I mean, he can start taking some DP and do some baseball work.
Wow. Oh, so he's going back to Pittsburgh. I didn't know that.
Yeah, he has to see the same doctor he saw before, and that'll be the guy who decides if he's ready to go. It's the same guy who saw Hector Sanchez. So everybody's kind of seeing that guy, and it's kind of up to him now.
Tim Lincecum did not pitch last night. It was 13-2. Bochy's been looking for an easy situation that sort of looked like one last night. How come he didn't pitch?
Yeah, he told us today. He said he just wanted to make sure he had more coverage over the weekend, and I guess Juan Gutierrez is a sore shoulder, so they've been a little bit more careful there, and they needed somebody who could maybe pitch out of the bullpen today and maybe tomorrow. So he wanted to, you know, he had Contos out there, and Contos hasn't pitched much in the last couple weeks, so just left him out there for two innings. I think there's a chance we see Timmy today, depending on how the game goes, but they really want to get him back out there. So at some point soon, it's going to happen.
Don't you feel at some point, as like you say, they want to get him out there, and I think they want to get him out there, not necessarily in something that doesn't matter at all, but in a way that he could come out, the fans will go crazy, and maybe he can have success.
Yeah, I think with him, it's such a confidence thing that it would be pretty smart to get him out there this weekend, and tomorrow might be tough. I think it's a little bit harder when it's a Bumgarner start, but if they can find a way to do it today, a night game at AT&T Park, it's going to be a big crowd. As it always is, and obviously no matter what Lincecum does, he's still a rock star here. So I think that'd be good for him and good if he could go out there and even if it's just two or three batters, just get his confidence back and get that feel for the mound again.
How do you like this matchup tonight? Mike Fiers and Jake Peavy, how do you like this one?
Yeah, it's a surprisingly tough one for the Giants. I think Fiers is one of the better pitchers in baseball the last few weeks, so he's done a great job for him. I don't think you're going to score like you did last night against this guy. So they're going to have to find a way to manufacture a little bit more and do a little bit more in the early innings. Last night, a lot of that was certainly guys were having great nights, but also there were a lot of balls falling. So, you know, I think they're going to have to do a little bit more tonight. And certainly there's a difference in what you're getting in this matchup than last night.
Alex Pavlovich with us here on KNBR 680. Hey, Crawford's in the lineup again at shortstop tonight. How's he doing? His shoulder all right? I mean, what's going on with Crawford?
I don't think his shoulder's okay. I don't think it's too bad. I mean, it's kind of in between. It's not something that's going to put him on the disabled list, but he has a few things going on. I think there are a couple of bumps and bruises he has, and he's been getting a lot of treatment really for most of the season, and especially on the last road trip, it was pretty evident that he just wasn't, you know, completely 100% or anywhere close to it. So I think that's playing into it, but at the same time, it's the best shortstop they have and remains, despite the errors, one of the best defensive shortstops in the league. So he'll be out there every night, and he's out there working. He was in the cage early today, even though they didn't have batting practice. So he's working, and he's trying to find a fix to the plate, but, you know, it just hasn't come yet. And I think he's had kind of some nights where you feel a little bit better about it, and then, you know, the next two or three games, it goes back into a tailspin. So it's been a consistency issue for him, and just hasn't been able to find it. But the talent's there. I mean, everybody's seen it the last 3 years. The talent's there to figure it out. It's just a matter of getting healthy and putting it back together.
Alex, do you have a sense on how many people they're going to bring up on Monday and who they may be?
I think the usual guys, you know, a lot of the names, you know, Juan Perez, Adam Duvall. They're going to need a third catcher, so Guillermo Quiroz will be here. I think there will be some pitching depth added, and that's always something you want to do in September. So, you know, it's maybe some guys from Fresno and maybe a name or two from Richmond. Hunter Strickland, I think, is a good bet to be up there and help out in the bullpen. So they'll do the same thing they do every year. I don't think any of it will be too impactful. They're going to go with the guys they have out there right now, but it always helps that depth, and they have enough guys down there in Fresno and even in Richmond to help them out here.
A little bit of excitement around the ball club, or is it just business as usual for the pros?
I think it's business as usual. It has been really all season long. This group, we've said it a million times, they never get too high and they never really get too low. So if you came in today, I mean, there was no way to tell what they did last night, and and that's a good thing. It's a long season, and ultimately it's still August. So don't want to get too excited about where you are or what you did last night or where you might be in the wild card or in the division. I think you just have to kind of refocus every day, and they do a great job of that.
Well, Alex, thanks so much for jumping in here. I know you've been busy all afternoon. We'll talk to you tomorrow. You will be in Colorado, and we'll catch you tomorrow morning on the show.
Thanks, Alex.
Okay.
All right. That is Alex Pavlovich right here.